Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, December 6th, 2012. For me by Glenn Soderholm, who's in the studio this evening to give us a little bit of an Advent Christmas treat with some live music. Good evening, Glenn.
How are you, Robert?
Not bad. Give us a little bit of background on that particular song itself.
Yeah, that was a song I wrote for Advent. Advent being a season of anticipation, the season of making room for the Christ child, preparing for Christmas. And it's really a season, I think, that requires from us an attitude of patience, of having our eyes and our ears open, for miracles of grace and surprise. And I think the characters in the biblical account of the birth of Christ were those kind of people. They're waiting through a lot of stuff.
Well, you had Anna and Simeon who were, elderly. And I mean, Simeon was, now let your servant depart. I've seen your salvation. They were waiting quite a while.
That's right. Of course, Mary was pregnant. We know our women friends, women folk, they understand that that gestation period, I guess, if that's the right language.
Yeah.
But I think it's a theme that's there in our faith.
Mm-hmm.
That learning of patience. So there's two voices in the song. There's
yeah.
God inviting us into this journey of waiting, and then there's our declaration in the chorus that we will, or at least we'll give it our best shot.
Now, looking at that whole aspect of Advent and waiting, and I mean, yeah, Steve Bella just came out with his new CD called Keening for the Dawn, and that whole aspect of that that deep yearning for something to happen. But you look at society, and you look at how busy Christmas can get. How do we sort of balance between that waiting element of Advent and what's going on in society? How can we sort of recapture that?
That's a great question, because we're losing the battle in lots of ways. I mean, I think that you could say the church has really, in so many ways, bought into the madness, because we're just as busy. We're just throwing more things on people, you know, come to this special Christmas presentation, this concert. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm just as guilty of it. I'm inviting people to come to extra things. But I think that we have to find communities. We have to find circles of support who are willing to sort of stand together and sort of, I guess, to change the metaphor, to swim against the stream, swim against the current, and sort of help each other to resist the
mm-hmm.
the temptation. Simple things, Sabbath, doing Sabbath well during Advent, I think, is a good
mm-hmm.
practice. Taking a day to choose not to buy or sell, I think that would be amazing. That would be a countercultural activity in this day and age.
Yeah.
Turning off our technology so that we're not inundated with those messages that keep seducing us into this
mm-hmm.
pace.
Well, I mean, and you've had, over the years, you've had a number of different roles, a singer, songwriter, worship leader, worship coach, pastor. And you know, sort of in all of these, you know, once a year you've got to bring out the Christmas music and bring out the Christmas stuff. How do you keep that fresh? How do you sort of, you know, look at this? I mean, your Christmas CD is, what, 2 years old now? And you've been doing, you know, concerts with it. How do you make it feel new, not only to the people that are coming to listen, but also to yourself as a performer?
Well, hopefully the songs are good enough that they will bear the weight of repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were carefully chosen. But I understand what you're talking about, because I really become quickly cynical about hearing all this Christmas music over and over and over again. And the fact that we start right after Halloween finishes is just by the time, you know, Advent arrives, we're already tired of hearing Christmas music. And so I think, at least for me, this year, for instance, I've changed up my show. I've added a third of new material. So I have added new songs. I've changed the arrangements. I'm just working with one other accompanist this year, a guitarist, singer. And so we've got a fresh approach to the material, which I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it very much. So.
How do you sort of, even when you're practicing and it's like, you know, you sort of pull these out and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, it's the same, you know, the material that you've done over and over again. How do you keep that fresh then just sort of just let's go over it just so that I remember the words and the chord progressions?
Yeah. Well, I think you have to immerse yourself in the story. You have to take time to listen to those words again. It's like anything. Yeah, they can become rote. I mean, I think it's a good habit to get into, to know these things and to repeat them, even if we're not moved every time we hear them. But just, again, making room, creating space for hearing a lyric in a fresh way again this time. And it's paying attention.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give you a chance to sing another one of the songs. And again, this is from your Christmas CD, Do Not Be Afraid. And we'll come back and keep continuing a conversation with Glenn. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
When we came through the cold, we came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, and there were trumpets playing, there were angels looking down on a whispering town. For he so loved the world. Oh, we then almost keeps. Oh, we then are walking shoes open wide the city gates and let us through. Child is born, born in Bethlehem, born in a cattle pen. Child is born on the killing floor and still he know. Crying makes still as the air is he lying so prayerfully, waiting for the war. Welcome home, my child. Your home is a checkpoint now. Your home is a border town. Welcome to the brawl. Life ain't fair, my child. Put your hands in the air, my child. Single file. Up against the wall, where we now are warmest coats, where we now are walking shoes, open wide the gates of hope and let us through. When we came through the cold. We came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And there were shepherds praying. There were lions laying down with lambs in a West Bank town. For he so loved the
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Glenn Soderholm's Song of the Magi. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue a conversation with Glenn, who's been playing live for us in the studio tonight. I was listening to that, and we'd had a bit of an email and phone conversation about some of the songs we were going to do, and I was looking at that, and I was looking at, you know, the stuff that's happening in the Middle East now, and it's like, this is almost like a prophetic song. I mean, you wrote it, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, well, I have to confess that I didn't write it, and I wish I had. It was written by Anais Mitchell, and I don't know much about her. I like her a lot as an artist, but clearly what she's doing beautifully in this song is kind of creating three perspectives. Mm-hmm. The first is looking at the initial arrival of the Magi, and they, as I say, I think suggestively, she calls Bethlehem a West Bank town. She's already prepping us for what's coming, and in the next verse, she moves to this idea that now we come, their Magi are here again now, looking at what's going on there, and they see that there's all this pain and all this violence and brokenness and misery, and then the last verse is eschatological. It's looking forward, and what she sees is shepherds praying, lions laying down with lambs. So she's quoting Isaiah there, and the third perspective is hope, that somehow peace will come. And I love that the key line, really, the song ends with is, for he so loved the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what ties these perspectives together. It's a brilliant song.
But the whole aspect of these type of events, the modern day, and tying all that together, you've done that as well in other songs, like Seamstress is one of the ones that, you know, one of my favorite ones on the CD. What sort of draws you to that whole thread of, you know, social justice, you know, trying to make peace in the world and make people aware of some of the things that are going on in the world?
Well, I think that's the gospel.
Yes.
I think that God's heart is a heart of reconciliation. I think that God has a dream that the kingdom will come in its fullness. And I think that that's what the incarnation is about. So that's God's way of of bringing the fullness of reconciliation about is becoming one of us in Jesus Christ. And then he invites us into partnership. He invites us to be those who engage in the ministries of reconciliation. And that, of course, means so many things. It means a cup of cold water, you know, for the one who is without. It means, as it is described in Isaiah and as Jesus self-describes, it's setting the prisoners free. It's feeding the poor. It's the blind will see. So there's that personal level in which we have to engage with what God calls us to around us, but there's also a larger level where we have to speak truth into the injustices of the world, right? The powers and principalities, mm-hmm. the narratives that seduce us. The narrative of consumerism is the largest idol right now that mm-hmm. It's always there, but it's just heightened at this point. So we have to speak into that. There's a prophetic role for us. There's a role for addressing it through love and through service and so on.
Looking at that, is that difficult to do at Christmas? Because it almost seems like that whole voice of consumerism, you know, kind of drowns out anything else. And I think, you know, looking at seamstress and looking at what happened with the fire in Bangladesh.
Exactly.
You know, it's sort of, you know, you juxtapose those two events, it has so much more meaning to, you know, hey, wait a minute, what are we doing here? But does it seem like sometimes you're sort of a voice crying in the wind?
You know, I don't want to, you know, that feels like making what I do too important or something. I mean, my contribution is a small one, mm-hmm. But I trust and believe that the arts will have some kind of impact, that culture making, as Andy Crouch talks about in his book, mm-hmm. the same name, you know, that all of us are called in some ways. We are called to do something with this world that God has given us. So I'm trying to do that as an artist and trying to address that need. So I have a bit more of a public platform than a lot of people, mm-hmm. and I guess that that's a privilege and a responsibility because people do pay attention to what you're saying, and if you've got an audience, then I hope that I'm saying it well and faithfully, mm-hmm. Faithful to the story and to what God is all about. But hopefully I'm offering it humbly.
Yeah, looking at that whole aspect of being an artist and having that public platform, how do you sort of keep yourself balanced when, you know, people do come up to you and say, oh, I really like your stuff, and you know, you're, you know, at the end of a concert and people are saying, you know, here's how much this song has meant to me over the years and things like that. How do you react to that?
Yeah, so I think two things. One is gratitude has got to be the first response. So just I am grateful that I've had this opportunity to create something that someone else is moved by. That's extraordinary. So if I go to gratitude right away, and gratitude to God for giving this gift and so on, then I think that takes me into a good place pretty quickly. But then I think the second thing is I just need good truth tellers in my life who know when to poke a pin in my balloon. And you know, we all need spouses and partners to do that for us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So and friends who really know how to speak the truth to us.
Kids will do that too as well.
Radio talk show hosts.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, looking at this, and I mean, looking at sort of the theme of the songs that you've got going here, you know, the waiting and now the Song of the Magi and looking for hope. How can we, and you know, our listeners as individual Christians, kind of get those messages out both in their own lives and to those that are around them when you've got a season where busyness and over extension of your time and energy seems to be the norm?
Well, I don't know. For me, Robert, lately, to me, it's about paying attention to my neighbors. So I'll just, my own story is starting to focus on the local, those who are close to me, next door, across the way. If I could just make a connection with those people, and we can just start conversations, and I then can be calm, curious and attentive to their lives and their stories, presumably or hopefully they will become interested in my story, and then they will observe the things that I'm trying to do that you know, that in our family we're trying to say, hey, let's do something different this year, Christmas. Let's not spend our money on each other. Let's mm-hmm. let's try and pool our resources to do something for somebody else. Let's be people who aren't rushing around, but we're spending time here in the neighborhood with our friends. So having them over to your place, you know, and not having to make a big deal of it, but just do it quietly. And then having symbols in your home, you know, we have the Advent wreath, and we're lighting a candle every week, and paying attention to that. You know, the symbols in your home will mm-hmm. bring out conversation, right? So
yeah. Well, what we need to do is we're going to take one final musical break, and Glenn's treating us to a new song. You mentioned that you've got some new material that you're doing for your concerts, and I'm assuming this is part of probably one of them. When we come back, we'll finish our conversation with singer-songwriter Glenn Soderholm. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
The child in Bethlehem will go the Nazareth way. Take on calloused hands and know our feet of clay, to work out all our longings and choose to be estranged, to show that love has brought us to this wonderful exchange. The brilliant raconteur of stories strange and wise, he stood out on the lakeside beneath familiar skies that he had shaped before all time to house love unrestrained, to craft a place for holding this wonderful exchange. Your love for fear, your joy for mourning, your hope for your yes for no, your life for death, your freedom for our bondage. They brought him broken bodies, bruised and battered shells. It seemed a little value or usefulness to tell, but these he gathered to himself, and one with them be offer to the Father this wonderful exchange. Your love for fear, your joy for mourning, your hope for the hopeless, your yes for no, your life for death, your freedom for our bondage. And so with halting words, our poverty we bring, admitting our own weakness, it's to this truth we cling, that even in our dullness, the blindness of our age, love has lifted up our eyes to this wonderful exchange.
Wow. That was Welcome Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Wonderful Exchange, a new Christmas song from Glenn Soderholm, who's been in the studio tonight treating us to a live performance of his music. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up this conversation. There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very, you sent me the lyrics, and then reading them as you were singing, I'm going, wow. What's the background of this one? Where did this come from?
Well, there's an ancient theological idea or concept that's called the wonderful exchange, and it's simply this, that in the incarnation, of course, Jesus comes, and in his gleaming white garment, he offers to us, he takes on our humanity, our brokenness, our sin. He becomes sin for us, Paul says, and in exchange we receive his radiance. And so Walter Wongren once wrote a story called Ragman years mm-hmm. ago, which a lot of people have heard, and that's really that same story. And but when you think about what Christmas is about, like we got to move quickly from the baby in the manger, the sentimentality, yeah. to Jesus and who he is, the adult, right? We have to grow up in our faith, and when we look at what happens in Jesus, we see in the song it tries to describe that 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 he has crafted this earth for this exchange. That was the plan of all along. We see that when he heals the broken and so on, what he does is he doesn't stand over them and heal them and step away and say, now, you know, go do stuff. He takes it on. He absorbs it into mm-hmm. himself. And so that's really what's going on there. And so I tried to put that into a poetry and a song. It's funny you say that. My producer, Roy Salmon, was just out visiting yep. the other day, and he made the same comment. He said, there's so much here I could spend all this time.
I'm looking at that. I can't remember the last time I heard raconteur used in a lyric, you know? you know, like a four-syllable word. Yeah.
Channeling my inner Bruce Coburn there.
but yeah, no, I can't wait for your next Christmas CD now. Looking at it, you mentioned earlier that you're busy with concerts around this time of year. You got different things coming up. Starting from tonight, Thursday, December 6th, what's going on with you and where are you going to be?
Yeah, I've got a couple of concerts in Toronto this weekend, and I'm doing a mix of sort of concerts, and then some churches are hosting me, giving me their service to take over and to tell stories, sing these songs, and invite people to sing along. Following weekend in the Campbellville area at Nasagawea,
yep.
a retreat, which is an amazing spot for singing and having friends.
Which is probably already sold out.
It's not. okay. No, there are some tickets available. Just you can check out glennsoderholm.com and get all the details there.
Yeah, it's just I know the Nasagawea one is a very popular popular one. So.
Yeah.
Anything else in the area? Anything in your hometown of Guelph?
No, I'm kind of letting Guelph lie fallow this year. I think I'm going to be doing a concert there in May, so I thought just the way it worked out.
Right. Well, Glenn, thanks for your time tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Robert. Yeah. Great to see you again.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Thank you today to my guest, Glenn Soderholm. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries.ca. That's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca. Or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.